Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis. The Tigers went 2-0 in their first weekend of play in the 2023 season, edging Michigan State and then sweeping Alabama State. Tigers with one match this week. Auburn will play host to Samford on Thursday at the Yarborough Tennis Center. Joined now by Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds. A 2-0 start, coach. Your thoughts about the opening weekend of play?
Yeah, first things first. I mean, you can't be too upset. Obviously, getting two wins on a long Sunday afternoon. So it was good. You know, as I sit back, you know, a couple of days later, there was, I think, in, you know, during the day, I think there's still a lot of the X's and O's that we have to become better at. You know, not playing our opponent, doesn't matter whether it's an Alabama State or it's a Michigan State or a Samford or a Wake Forest, you know, playing the ball and the opportunity when the ball is there. And if the ball is not there to be aggressive with, then you have to make the ball in the court and continue the rally to hopefully give yourself a chance later on to become aggressive and take control. So I think we made, you know, way too many unforced errors. And credit to Michigan State. You know, they came in after losing on Friday with a little bit, you know, less pressure, and they swung a little more freely than we did.
When you and I know it was close against Michigan State. Your thoughts just after that match, because you go out and you win the doubles point, but then the singles, it came down to the final match of the day.
Yeah, no, it did. And that's what, you know, at the top of our lineup, you know, I think a common theme throughout the whole singles was we would get a break of serve and go up that break. But then we would give it right back. You know, we would get broken right back. And that is just an emotional and a mental letdown at a period of a match that can't happen. You know, that can't happen if you want to be a top team. So the guys know that, you know, that they have to play that next game like it's the end of the match, the last 4 points of the match, because you're at a position, whether it's the first game of the first set or later on in the first set or any point, to really put your foot on the other guy's throat and not let them up for, you know, a period of time. And, you know, we do a great job of getting that break and being all emotionally up and playing great tennis. And then we'll go and we'll just give two or three cheap free points that allows that your opponent to feel like he still has a chance and not penalized for him playing a bad game 5 minutes earlier.
Highlight a player or two for their work this past weekend, coach.
You know, credit to Jan Galka. You know, he's coming in for his fifth year. You know, honestly struggled at the end of the season last year for us as a team, but has put his head down and come ready to work. And instrumental part of being in that doubles at number two against Michigan State with Billy Blades, who's a freshman, just, you know, arrived less than a week ago, and really put him under his wing at a position that, you know, come to find out, you fast forward 2 hours later, we needed that doubles point, you know? So he was great, you know, and same thing in the Alabama State match, just going out there, getting the job done. And when he is playing well and seeing the ball cleanly, there's not a lot of guys in the country that he can't beat with his size, mm-hmm. with his power, with his just the way he plays tennis, he makes it look so easily. So, you know, making sure that he's hitting on all cylinders, and he did a great job this past weekend for us.
All right. As you and I talked, you have a day to prepare now for Samford coming up. What do you work on in practice this week, coach?
You know, it's that green light ball that we talk about. It's working the point, grinding the point, whether it's one shot, 10 shots until that ball falls short, right? We got to make sure that we're continually winning the court position battle by pushing our opponents deep in the court. So then hopefully that next reply out of them is a short ball. And then at that point, we cannot be afraid or scared to rip that next ball. That's what we have to do. It's the go ball. It's the whatever in basketball, you have the open shot. You got to take the shot. You cannot right. just put the ball back in play, because the opponent will take that opportunity. And then we are playing way too much on defense. Right. So that'll be the theme, you know, going forward really for the next week or so.
Thoughts about hosting Samford Thursday at 2 o'clock, Coach?
Gives us another opportunity to obviously play at home. I have to thank, you know, the fans that came out on Sunday morning and even Sunday afternoon. The stands were packed. It gave us a lot of energy and the guys feed off that. So first and foremost, you know, it was a great environment for those guys to play in and be a part of. But Thursday's another opportunity to go out there and again, continue, shake off some rust, you know, figure out how each guy wants to play the match instead of just going out and hitting balls. So like I said, I look for more of a game plan out of each individual guy. And then, like I said, just another chance to go out and compete and continue to grow.
Wish you all the best this week, Coach. Thank you for the visit today, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on this week in Auburn Men's Tennis.